For my commentary yesterday, I discussed my concerns about Barbie dolls and what they do to the little girls who become absorbed with them. They create an image of physical perfection that most girls will never be able to meet. I'm convinced that many self-image problems in the teen years are linked to a standard of beauty emphasized throughout childhood. There's another concern that worries me even more. Barbie dolls and their many competitors usher girls into the adolescent experience long before they're ready for it. Instead of 3- and 4-year-old girls playing with stuffed animals and balls and cars and trucks and model horses and the traditional memorabilia of childhood, they're learning to fantasize about life as a teenager. Ken and Barbie go on dates. They learn to dance. They drive expensive sports cars. They get suntans. They take camping trips. They exchange marriage vows. And they have babies, hopefully in that order. The entire adolescent culture, with its emphasis on sexual awareness, is illustrated to tiny little girls who ought to be thinking about more childish things. This places them on an unnatural timetable, likely to reach the peak of sexual interest several years before it's due, with all the obvious implications for their social and emotional health. Regardless of what you do with Barbie and her gorgeous buddies, I strongly recommend that you postpone the adolescent experience until your children get there.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.